There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now. Welcome, 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 everybody. This is a very interesting episode of The Psychic and the Doc because we're coming up on Halloween, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Dia de los Muertos. And a lot of people look at this as the spooky time of the year. So Dr. Pat and I decided to talk about things that scare you. And the theme of this show is what scares you can make you stronger. So instead of caving into fear, let's talk about how you can turn fear inside out to your advantage. What do you have to say about that, Dr. Pat?
Well, let's talk about real life examples. And the reason I like real life examples is because I think if we give examples, one of the things that happens when we can talk practicality is people relate. And have you ever been in a situation where you're afraid to do something until you did it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there are different types of fear. And I just want to be very clear. Fear is one of our best allies in this world on situations that the alarms go off, like alarms go off, right? And so there's a level of fear. It's like stress. You know, there's good stress and there's not good stress. They call it eustress, whatever you want to call it. They have labels for it, right?
Right.
But there's a level of stress that you feel that it's normal. Like that's what we're made of. Fear is the same way. And, you know, if you have had experiences in life that have given you a new set of fear, you have to decide, do you want to keep that fear because you never want to skydive again? Or do you want to skydive again and figure out what to do with that fear, right?
Right.
And so what I'm trying to say is, if you've been through some things, Mark, as Kelly Clarkson would say, if it don't kill you, it makes you stronger. And fear is the same way, don't you think?
I could not agree more. And I remember reading something Dale Carnegie wrote. He always wrote those self-help books. And he said that doing things you're afraid to do builds character and it makes you courageous. Teddy Roosevelt was apparently a very sickly young man and very timid. But he decided to overcome that. He took boxing lessons. He took, learned how to ride a horse. He did all of these very adventurous, courageous things because he felt that by conquering his fear, it would make him a stronger person. And I think there's a lot to that. In the new age and metaphysical field, I hear this all the time. Love is good. Fear is bad. And you can't just draw a line of demarcation right down the line. So let's say falling in love with a sociopath is good and having a fear of picking up a rattlesnake barehanded is bad. I think not.
Have you ever had an altercation with a rattlesnake?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, on my vision quest, right? So now that you brought it up, first of all, let me say to everybody out there, I just got to tell everybody, this is a live call-in show. We have prepared a special show to not only address this, but there are some things on Halloween that maybe if you recollect anything about Halloween, You know, there may be some events you've had as a child that really didn't sit with you. But Halloween represents the epitome of things we fear in so many ways. Now, the greatest mistake I ever made around Halloween, which is like my favorite holiday, was to get in a relationship with somebody and make that an anniversary date. Because when you break up, that's a whole lot of hurt going on. But for me, in my case, you know, there are things you get. But here's the thing. This starts now. So what's the good news about where we are this year? The good news is that while we're getting all the Halloween hits, right? The television to this, watch Halloween number 56, you know, Alien resurrected 100 million times again. While you're getting all of that stuff, right? We're now getting Christmas stuff. Wait a minute.
You know, I think with younger kids, like toddlers, they're going to start thinking that Christmas music is traditional Halloween carols or something. It's gotten ridiculous. It's can't we do Halloween and then let's wait till Thanksgiving and then we do Christmas? That's how it used to be in the olden days. And the other funny thing is that the day after Christmas, all the stores start putting up Valentine's ads. You know, it's we're rushing things too fast. And one of the wonderful things about Halloween is it was about fear, because it was in medieval, or actually even before medieval Europe, in Celtic Great Britain, Britain, Ireland, Northern France is where the Celtic culture, the Druids were. People believe that this time of year that the veil between our world and the other side grew thinner. Now, of course, it doesn't, because the universe is not dependent upon a Northern European Dark Ages agricultural observance.
Yeah.
But symbolically, the dark time of the year is coming. And so people felt that November 1st was looked at as All Saints' Day. It was a hallowed day. It's where the word holiday, and the day before that was All Hallows' Eve, and people felt that negative spirits, demons, would roam the earth.
I love when you tell stories.
Well, thank you.
I love thank when you. You do this. Well, I'm sitting here like I'm saying, how does this guy know all this?
Oh, I love studying this, because I've been studying spirituality and how people view it. And so what would happen is people in Britain and Ireland, they would carve scary faces in gourds and put them in front of their house to scare away the evil spirits. Yeah. And then young men would dress up in animal skins with scary animal faces to frighten away the evil spirits. And they'd go around the village and grateful people would give them little sweet cakes. Now, are we seeing where costumes and trick or treats start coming? And there's a lot of other celebrations that go along with this. But what was happening is people were standing up to what scared them and warding it off.
Yeah, that's it. And that's the symbolism of this day for me and so many people. You know, I grew up idolizing anything science fiction or scary. And what I would do before I go to bed at night, I was create my army of all my little scary friends and go to bed and dream about them protecting me from what? Who knows? I don't know. But the point is this, where we are today, there are a lot of scary things in the world. And one of the things we want to do, we want to go right to the phones, because we've got a ton of callers. And what we want to be able to do is help folks, Mark, in the way you help them. And then if there's anything that I can do to help them, because look, I think in the past 3 years, we have had more scary emotionally and psychologically than even Halloween 34.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we want to make sure that the people that are listening to this know that Jamie Lee Curtis still rocks. And that we're here for you. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Absolutely.
All right. Jacob, who do we have first?
Yeah, first up, we've got Yolanda calling in from New Jersey. Hi there, Yolanda.
Sweet. Hi, Yolanda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. How are you? Hello, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Yolanda.
Yeah, take us off your speakerphone because I want to make sure I hear every word you say. Everyone.
You want me to take my speaker off?
Yes, yeah, and Yolanda, turn your show is playing in the background. Turn that down. Yeah, turn that down. Turn that off.
Yeah. For all the callers, turn your speakers, radio, all that off in the background. Only use your phone because the speaker picks up your phone picks up the speakers, and we're getting this screeching sound, which will make it absolutely for Halloween. But Yolanda, impossible for me to connect to the other side. So let's lose the screeching and let's hear you.
Okay.
Okay, my speaker is off.
I love you. I love the powerful voice you have. Now, see, I can hear you as a power. This powerful you now. This powerful you. Let me turn you over to Mark. Yeah, boy. I love that. I love her voice.
Hey, Yolanda, what can I do for you?
Okay. There's a lot of things going on with my family. My two sisters are ill. The greatest thing is my daughter's going to be getting engaged, I think, in the next or so. So that's good. So I always tell my sisters that that my mother and father are working overtime in heaven. So I was just wondering
if they are.
Any messages?
Sure. And then let's see.
The second one was. Okay.
All right. Hold on, Yolanda. Remember, this is spirit communication, not visiting Santa at Macy's with your wish list. Okay, so we got to take this. This is Halloween, not Christmas.
Yeah. But Yolanda, I'm going to send you my wish list, okay? I'm sending you my list because you understand the list. All right,
Mark,
go ahead.
Right, the male energy that's stepping forward, and before we assume that this is your father, let me describe him a bit. I'm feeling a lot of pain and discomfort in his mid and lower back at some point prior to passing, and I'm feeling fluid build up in his lungs. So this could be pneumonia. This could be congestive heart failure, because when I get fluid build up in the lungs, that can indicate a couple different things, a lung disease or congestive heart failure. I'm also getting, it feels like my head's in a vice. So that could indicate he was having a lot of pain in his head, or he could have been having a lot of high blood pressure as well. And I'm also getting difficulty speaking. So it feels like this gentleman, very ill, fluid buildup in the chest, blood pressure issues, a difficulty communicating. Doesn't mean that he couldn't, but he's having a lot of difficulty communicating. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes.
All right. Does that sound like your dad?
My dad, or it could be my husband too.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
My husband died. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're getting distorted again. What did your husband die from? So I'm going to see if we can clarify who this is.
A massive heart attack.
Okay. What about your dad?
He died, unfortunately, of cancer. It just metastasized in his entire body. So, yeah.
I think we have your husband here based on what I'm getting in the chest. The congestive heart failure, the pressure buildup, also the feeling of pain and pressure in my head as well. And this is interesting. Mm-hmm. He is giving you, transmitting to me to give to you, you know those little Roche candies that are chocolate and hazelnut? He's giving you a bunch of those little Roche candies. All right, does chocolate hazelnut or make sense to you in any way?
Yes. His favorite.
In what way? All right, they're your favorite. That means we got your husband. All right, what is he saying now? He said that you're actually doing much better than you think you are. You've taken the family issues by the reins. You have very comfortably come into your role as the matriarch, as the head of the family, and he could not possibly be prouder of you. So you're doing a great job, Yolanda. Dr. Pat, what's your take?
My take is, so let me give you my take. I love your list. So I want to start with your list.
Oh.
You know, when you came on the show and you had the list and you started out, I'm going to paraphrase, so please correct me if I'm wrong. So one of the things you said, I got a lot going on with my family. Did you say that? Did I get that correct from you?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. So here's my message for you. Let me give you the message the way my mentor gives it to me. Stay in your own hula hoop.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Do you know? Okay. Am I like dating myself with the hula hoop thing there, Mark? Do you know what a hula hoop is, right? Did I just not? You know what that is, right?
Of course, I have one.
I knew it. I knew you had one. All right. So if you're in it, right? Okay. So you understand that when you're in it and you're using it, that is all the room you got to make that thing work. That is the way you need to go into this holiday. What's in your hula hoop, you are going to make a priority. And number one, you are in the hula hoop. So you have to figure out there are always going to be things going on with our families, especially this time of year. You got to figure out what is yours and what is not. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Am I making any sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get into your private stuff on here, but there are absolutely some things you must pay attention to in the family dynamic. Okay? I think you know what they are.
Okay.
You know who your family people. Yep. You know who your people are that are priority for you. And they're going to require your attention. But without the drama. Without the drama. See, that's the key. You got what I'm saying about the drama?
Yeah. I hate drama. I don't do drama.
I know you don't. And as much as you want to help everybody and help people, it's hard because you really get sucked into that. And I don't want that to happen to you. Because right now, I don't know, Mark, if you said anything about this, you have to take really good care of yourself, okay? So I want you to wear that hula hoop, right? You hear me on this?
Yes, ma'am.
You
got
to wear your hula hoop. Yeah. And so, you know, for a while, when my family would come over and they would start that, I would get my hula hoop on. And they would look at me like, what are you doing? And I would say to them, okay, people, I'm staying in my hula hoop. And you see, you cannot come in this. This is my space. This is your space. That's your mission if you choose to accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can do it with love. You can do it with love. You know, you can do it with love. Yeah. Detach with love.
Yes, I do. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. I know you can do it. You're powerful.
Hard,
but... Yeah, totally powerful. Okay. Thank you for calling in. Hey,
thank you.
You got to check back with us. All right. Thank you for calling in. Wow.
That was great, wow. Dr. Pat. I mean, exactly. You know, when you're talking about the hula hoop, I had a luau one time. And so we had a hula hoop, you know, contest. That is a skill I apparently will never be able to develop. You think about in days past, a toy for a child was a hoop and they entertained themselves. Nowadays, unless it comes with internet connection, nobody wants to know about it.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what, I had an idea for a mechanical hula hoop because I was lousy at them. I am no Yolanda. Jacob, let's go to the phone.
Yeah, next up, we've got Stephanie calling in from Colorado. Hi there, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you today? Hi.
Good.
How can we help
you? How are you?
I'm great.
Well,
can you turn your radio off? Can you turn your radio off in the back, please?
Yeah.
Okay,
here we go.
Thank you. All right, go for it.
I've been trying to sell my house since July and having a lot of difficulty selling it. We found out the realtor we had hired first didn't place it in the right place. And so now we've got a new realtor, but we're still not having good activity.
Mark, okay. I'm going to kick it over to you.
Yeah, I don't really specialize in spiritual real estate, but...
But you got... Is there a message that anybody...
I know. Let me see if I can get anybody... The spirit that I'm getting is a female energy coming through. She's connected to you through your mother's side of the family, but she feels more like on the grandmother, the grandparent level. And what I'm getting is that this woman was very... She was very old when she passed. She could have been well into her 90s, pronounced physical decline, but I'm still getting that prior to passing, she was pretty sharp. So yeah, her body was getting frail, but her mind was still really good up to the very end. But I'm also getting some vision issues. So she could have had cataracts or she could have had some other, because I'm getting like glaucoma. Does this make sense to you in any way?
I believe so, but I wasn't around either grandmother when they passed.
Okay. Was your mother's mother very old when she passed?
Yes, she was in her 90s.
Hello. All right, that would be a yes. Okay. So she's the one that wants to field your question. Okay. Yeah. You're right. So when I give a description of an elderly woman in their 90s who's very frail, then you got to acknowledge that because this is how the spirit's locking on to me. And once we receive the positive confirmations, then they intensify their connection because she's stepping through to help you out. All right. Interesting. Very interesting. She said the color is all wrong on the house. The color is all wrong on the house. Did you paint the house or do you need to get it painted to change the curb appeal of it?
We painted the house probably about 6 years ago.
The color's all wrong.
And it looks like says, a...
Go ahead.
Well, it looks like fall colors.
Well,
it's
she's
kind
telling
of like
me
Cajun red, but it.
Well, there you go.
It's red. Is it a
it's red?
It's red.
No one's going to buy a red house.
Is it
okay,
a red house?
That's what she's zeroing in on.
Well,
she
Stephanie,
we're just gonna hold on for a minute, Stephanie, because he's still getting messages. So let's have Mark go at it,
okay.
Would you?
Right, Stephanie, good. For your benefit and for the benefit of all the callers, when I'm communicating with the spirit, please avoid interrupting me because I can lose the connection with the spirit.
Yeah.
He's telling me it needs to be it needs to be like a white or possibly a light yellow. Okay, a white or because think about it. First, when you confirmed that this was your maternal grandmother, the first thing she said about the house is the color is all wrong. Now, you've painted the house fall colors, and I'm sure it's pretty, and I'm sure that you like it. But what she's telling me is for resale, that is the wrong color. That is the message I'm getting that I'm transmitting to you. So I'll leave that with you. Dr. Pat, what's your take on this?
So my take on it is, and I'm going to give it to you real quick. I'm just trying to look up a few things here before I give you this information because I got the color palette in front of me. I have a different question. Who picked the color?
I did.
Okay. And did you pick it under duress or did you pick it because you love it?
No, I picked it because I wanted it to be different. And because when we were finished with the house redoing it, it looked like fall to me. And fall is a very happy time for me.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, I mean, let me just say two things to you. You're working with a realtor, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So has the realtor given you any feedback?
On the exterior, no.
No,
neither
on anything.
Realtor did.
On anything. Have they been like, people like this, you know, whatever realtors say.
Yeah, they both said it's a beautiful house. They don't understand why it's not selling.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you the question, because what Mark does, he brings through things that are not going to come from people that don't understand. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit different information, because painting a whole house, right? What color are your shutters?
We don't have shutters. It's cream.
What colors are your trim?
It's cream. It's a cream color.
Perfect. So here's what I want to say. When you move forward on this, there's a couple of things I want to suggest you do. From a spiritual perspective, what the guidance I think you're getting is there's a boldness, a harshness to it. In the house, and I'm assuming your realtor is doing this, they're putting flowers in, they're doing it. So what you have to do is create a softer energy. This is the advice I'm going to give you. I'm not going to necessarily paint your house, but this is what I would try first. You can do things energetically to soften the energy in the house. Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Rose water. You get yourself some rose petals. You boil the water, right? Rose petals. You boil the water. You put it in a spray thing. You know what I'm saying? And what I want you to do is I want you to walk outside and spray all the corners. Then I want you to spray the inside, the corners of your house.
Okay.
Just don't spray a lot, because rose is a dye. It's a natural dye. And if you spray too much or you spray it on a wall, it'll spray like red. So you want to just go on the floors in your house. You see what I'm saying? Just a little bit. But the outside of your house, spray. Spray every corner in the outside of your house. And then when you come inside, make sure you're hitting the corners in your house, and especially the door. What that'll do is energetically, rose water is so beautiful in that way. It will soften energetically. See what I'm saying? I just got another question. Does everybody want to move? Who doesn't want to move? Who's the one that doesn't want to move?
My God.
Somebody doesn't want to move. Yes or no?
Well, I like it here, but our kids all live in Kansas. And so my husband wants to retire, but we can't until we get our household.
Yeah, now we're getting at something. Okay, you don't really want to move. Bingo. Okay, I love this. Look, she's making me laugh, Mark. Look.
It's like 50-50 right now.
That's right. That is the result you're going to get with your house. You're going to get a 50-50 right there. And what happens when you get a 50-50? You get nothing, right?
Yeah.
It's like a hard-boiled egg that you meant to be soft-boiled. So, look, I'm not going to tell you to change your perspective on it, because this is your personal journey.
Yeah.
It is so hard selling. How long have you been in this home?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah. So this is an idea that you have to give yourself permission to get used to, okay? I'm not telling you have to want to move. I just want you to spend a little time seeing if you can get used to the idea. Even if you can move the needle so that it's 60-40, right? Like 60 to move. But if you start to go in the other direction, then you're going to have to work harder. Thank you for calling it.
And change the color of the house.
I would change the color of the door. What color is the door in the house? What's the door color?
It's cream.
Yeah, see, that's not bad. That's not bad. I think we nailed what's going on energetically here. Because if you have a red house and you are in the red about moving, then you got red and red. So you got stop and stop.
Yeah.
So if you are green, right? But now I got a red light over here and I got a red light over here. And two red lights, they equal a third red light. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Be kind to yourself, try to move the dial. Hey, Jacob, let's take a short break if we could, and we'll be right back.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Everybody, welcome back. You are listening to The Psychic and the Doc, and we're going to get right at it. But before we do, Mark, please tell people how they can find out about you, and then Jacob is going to get them rolling.
This is my website, afterlifefrequency.com, which is just like my latest book, the afterlifefrequency.com. And you can find out about scheduling a reading, sign up for my newsletter, to find out about my upcoming events. In fact, this week's show, What Scares You Can Make You Stronger, was featured in my newsletter, which went out earlier this week. And you can find about all of that at afterlifefrequency.com. So thank you. And I look forward to seeing all of you.
Awesome. I love what we're doing here. This is rolling it. Jacob, who do you want to go to next?
Yeah, next up, we've got Kathy calling in from Maryland. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you? Now, make sure you have whatever you've got. Who is that? What is that? Jacob, is that like,
I have my husband talking.
Oh, does he? Oh, okay. We can do one of you at a time. How's that sound? I want to turn you over.
No, he went in the garage.
Okay, good. Let's do it without him.
The garage.
Okay.
All right, you said he's smoking grass?
No, I'm
kidding.
He's drinking beer in the garage.
I'm kidding.
No, but that's okay because you're close.
Yeah, let's put him on the line.
How can we help you today?
You're funny. Oh, no. You're funny.
We're having one of those days, I'm just saying. How can we help you?
Oh, I would love to hear from my brother. He passed away in December.
All right, hold on. And when I say hold on, first off, please accept our condolences on the passing of your brother. I mean, that's just brutal. When I say hold on, it's like, don't give me too much. All right, so let's see if we get your brother in here.
Okay.
We don't want to give Mark any tips.
Right. All right, male energy coming through, and I feel an impact sensation to my head. Now, let me explain before we respond. An impact sensation indicates to me there could have been something going on in his head, like a brain tumor or something like that. But generally, the way I'm feeling the impact sensation, this would indicate to me that this spirit, his physical passing was abrupt and unexpected, unless there was something going on inside of his head. And the notable thing here is I'm getting the impact, but I'm also getting this caving in sensation in my rib cage and my chest. And this is different than like saying, you know, a heart attack. I mean, I feel like my ribs are buckling. The sternum is splitting. So this could have been like open heart surgery, but this could also have been some type of trauma. The way I'm feeling the impact to my head and to my chest, also feel a nauseated sensation. Nausea could indicate issues that were going on with his stomach, with his ability to hold down food or eat. But sometimes nausea is a cancer indicator. It isn't always, but it could be. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
Now you can. Yes.
Okay. He had a tumor in it around his, it was wrapped around his intestines, and it was a benign tumor, size of a football, and they did surgery, and he died of sepsis. He had the surgery in October, and we didn't know he wasn't feeling well. And see, my sister kept telling him to go to the doctors, and we thought it was the flu shot or the COVID shot. And
Got it. Hold on. Sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. All I needed was the tumor to confirm the other things, because see, you gave me a lot of dates and data, and those are the type of things that he may have brought up. So just so that you know. All right, hold on. Let's see what message he wants. The reason I'm looking up, he's talking about laundry, laundering shirts, starch, ironing. Is there somebody that really likes doing laundry and starch shirts and ironing? Was he like that? Or is that somebody connected to you? Because go ahead.
My sister took, she was like, took care of him like a mother, because he never got married and he was single.
Right. You're doing that again. All I need is, did your sister used to iron his shirts? Okay. All right. So that's a yes. Hold on. Now, what is the significance? He's showing the month of March. Now, don't say anything just yet. When I get shamrocks, four-leaf clovers, this could mean any of the following. It could be a name like Pat, Patrick, or Patricia. Why? Because St. Patrick's Day is in March. It could be a relevance to the number 17, which could be 1-7-17 or 71. It could be the first of any month, the seventh of any month, the 17th, or the number 71. It could be somebody connected to you or him of Irish heritage. Okay. And because of St. Patrick's Day, it could be a Pat, Patrick, or Patricia, which may be connected to him or you or someone close to either of you. So does any of that make sense in 10 words or less?
Yes.
Okay. Briefly, in what way?
March 17th was my father's birthday.
Wow. Okay. Bullseye.
My brother died.
Okay.
My brother died at 71.
Okay. There's two. All right. So, I take it your dad is in spirit as well. So this would be an indicator that your brother and your right. father are together in spirit. And what he wants you to know is, this is really a very nice message. He said that he's more concerned with you enjoying yourself and your life. And it's funny the way he's portraying, he shows you, or he's giving me the idea of you sitting like in a nice bubble bath. I mean, I'm feeling nice, warm, tepid water, and you're just sort of grooving. And then that's the way he's putting it. And he said that it's been a long time since you have treated yourself to a stress-free, like a pamper, kind of like a spa day. He's actually telling you, go do a spa day. That's the message. Dr. Pat, I have to give this one to you.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
So what I want to ask you is real simple, right? I want to just get a simple thing out here. Mark gave you a lot of great information, right? What's your takeaway from what Mark said for you, not for your sister, but what is your personal, what did you hear that was for you? What resonated through right to you?
Well, it's been a terrible year. Lost the house in Florida and in the car. Yeah. And I'm not taking care of myself.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the message I'm getting.
That is the message. Yep. That is the message. There are a lot of things that happen to us, right? I mean, things happen to us. My heart goes out to you about your home in Florida. My mom, and I know you, if you listen to the show, you've heard me talk about the fact that my mom lost everything in Andrew, and that the only home that was standing was my brother's. And she drove a RV on there, and she wouldn't leave because she just got her real estate license and she wanted to help people build them. But she did not take care of herself. She didn't. What can you do to take care of yourself? Even with all of that going on, what would that look like for you? Give me your number one thing that you would do to treat yourself, to take care of yourself, right at the top of your list. What is that?
I'd probably go get a massage.
That's it. Bingo.
All right.
I just interviewed the owner of massage. I was just, it's so funny you said that. I was just listening to an interview that I did with the owner of Massage Envy. Bingo. That's your first step. I'm going to give you a stretch goal. You ready? You ready for it? You know what a stretch goal is? It's like, that's what you said. Now I'm going to give you something else. I want you to schedule a massage for yourself every other week.
Wow.
Told you it was a stretch goal. Yeah. Now, times are going to come up where you're going to say, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I don't have my, I don't have my casino money here or whatever it is. And you can change it up. Like if you say, you know what, I don't want to get two massages this month. I want to get something else, but you got to promise to do something at that level for yourself every month. That's really what I'm
saying. Well, I got a pedicure and manicure today. So
there you go. See?
Yeah. You notice I'm not, you notice I'm not even holding my hands up. I don't even want you to look. How are you doing with what you're eating? Sorry, I'm being a little pokey tonight.
Not good.
Okay, bingo. But you're eating something that you haven't eaten a lot of, and you're eating more of it. What are they, chips? What are you doing?
Oh, it's these cheese. It's like a pressed cheese. They got to be fattening is all.
What's a pressed cheese? It's like a cheese doodle or something?
It's like a Cheeto?
No, it's like a, they're made out of cheese and they're fattening.
And Okay, got it.
So this is all I want you to be aware of. You know, I'm not going to tell you not to eat the cheese, but I am going to tell you that not to eat the cheese that you are totally unaware that you're sticking that cheese in your mouth. If you're going to eat cheese, sit down and have cheese. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. One last thing. Sorry. I don't mean to keep you. Something else. Like,
sugar.
Yeah. Wine. Do you like wine?
No, I'm not a big wine drinker.
You drink anything? Now I'm getting real perky.
Cranberry.
Okay. Yeah, cranberry, but I think you nailed probably. It. I think you nailed the sugar thing. So I don't need to tell you. And I'm not going to tell you to cut the whole thing out, but can you cut it back 20%?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. So massage, pedicure, manicure, right? Going to not walk around any store with the cheese, and you're going to cut your sugar back 20. Right? You're going to leave the cheese home. I'm a big fan of, I think we need some protein, especially if we're out. So if you're putting cheese in, that means you've either skipped a meal or you're letting your blood sugar go low. So all of this is take care of yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
And you need to start immediately.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Bingo. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank
and again,
you.
We're sorry
Thank
for your
you.
Loss. Thank you. Jacob.
Yeah, next up we have Yvonne calling in from Long Island. Heather, Yvonne.
I like that. Hi, Yvonne.
Yvonne.
I like to say Long Island.
Long Island.
I like to say Long Island.
All right. Since Yvonne, I guess we need to go to the next person then.
Okay. Who do we have next?
I think we might actually have Yvonne right here. Let's try one more time.
Okay, Jacob.
Hey there, Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, really good. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
All right. So how
can
we make you
more? So my question to you is, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Would you like to chat with Mark?
Yes. Like to chat with both of you. It's been interesting.
All right, okay. All right. Just put your question out. Go ahead, Yvonne.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yvonne, we're running out of time on the show. So go for it.
We're here for you.
Go for it.
So recently I was involved in an accident and not able to work. I had two jobs. One job was very dear to me, and not knowing if I'm able to work again, trying to keep my faith. And it's where I'm at right now.
Okay. Mark, do you want to go first and then I can help?
I think, I don't want to go into my lawyer mode because I don't want to start giving legal advice, but let me ask you this, Yvonne, are you being represented by counsel in the accident cases? Okay. What does your attorney, what does he or she say that you need to do?
Take care of my health.
Okay. Your health first. And what about with your employment situation? Are you getting any type of compensation, workers' comp, disability, anything like that?
Yeah, getting workers' comp. I actually got, so I have two jobs, like I said, but the one job, I got hurt on the job. So I'm getting compensated for it.
Is your dad in spirit? And before you say anything, there's a male energy coming through that has a very paternal like feel to you. And he does feel like he's connected to you through the male side of the family. Could be a brother, could be a dad, but he's got like a generation above you. And with this man, what I'm getting about him, it seems like he was in pretty good health all the way up to the end. And then one day here, one day not, one day here, one day not. So it appears to me that his passing was not expected. I'm just getting like all of a sudden my heart just stopped. So he may have had a sudden heart attack or something else, which just basically caused him to transition rather quickly. Do you recognize this person?
That's my dad. You hit it right on the nail.
All right. So dad wants to come in and he's explaining to me, he said that, wow, your dad was a real no-nonsense guy, wasn't he? Yeah, that sounds like a
yeah. Was.
Okay. He said, enough of this laying around and feeling sorry for yourself. He's telling me, he said, he's not telling you to start like doing things that your doctor says you can't do. He said, you have to realize what's happening to you is temporary and you have to get through it. He said the next, it feels like, I hate to say this, like the next 14 months is going to be fairly much like it is now for you, but you're going to start coming out of it then. And he said, just realize the light is at the end of the tunnel, honey, and it ain't a train. That's exactly what he said.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, he was a no-nonsense guy.
Yes,
it seems like it.
Well, you know, I like him because he is. He's very direct, very to the point, and he's telling you, he's it's like tough love. It certainly, I mean, it's okay to feel sorry for yourself. It's okay to grieve what you're going through. But he's explaining to you, and I think Dr. Pack can elaborate on this.
I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, don't let it consume your life. All right, Dr. Pack.
Yeah. So what I want to say to you is, look, okay. Having been in a few accidents myself, having them affect me in a way where, I could have jeopardized my career. I do understand what that's like. But I want to ask you this. Can you find hope somewhere in there today? Where do you want to put your hope? Yeah. So here's what I know, and this is what I'm going to say to you. I was never able to get through this without outside help. people think accidents, they just like suck it up, get over it, get the lawyer, get the insurance. Yeah, that's great. But the process that I went through with my attorneys, and I had great attorneys, and my ridiculous insurance company, that when you look them up in the state of Washington, they're the worst. I had to go get help. I had to go get a coach. I had to get some spiritual guidance. Are you open to really seeking some help for yourself? I'm not talking about suck it up and go to work. I want you to get some help for yourself so you can figure out how to rise up a little bit from the inside. See what I mean? That's the hardest part. Yeah. Because you're facing a lot of things. You know, you're facing whether or not you're going to be able to do with your love. Can I just say this thing to you? And it's going to just be weird. And I don't like saying it. But somehow you're going to land better than you were. And I don't know how. And I don't know why I'm saying that. But there's something else out there for you to love. It is so hard for you to see it in the moment you're in. So I'm not even saying for you to even look for it here. You understand what I'm saying?
You know, Dr. Pat, I have to chime in because her dad said that 14-month period is leading up to this. So whatever you're going to be going through, Dr. Pat is absolutely right.
Yeah.
That this was one of the things that happened in your life, kind of had to happen. It's a transition, and change is often very difficult. Change imposed is change opposed. And what Dr. Pat is saying is don't fight it, go with it. That doesn't mean like lay there expecting life to get better. You're going to have to, you know, make it happen yourself. But right now your dad is saying, get through this. And this is opening another door. And when Dr. Pat said that, he chimed right back in. So you're getting guidance from the other side. You're getting guidance from your attorneys. You're getting guidance from your doctors. So, you know, right now you're just in the roller coaster and you got to get through the craziness until things start to plane out. And then something new is going to open. And Dr. Pat, I love what you said about something that you love. It may be some new career, new
She's not doing something. There's something in your life that you love to do that's not a career. What is that? What is that thing you love to do?
Well, I'm a baker like by trade. I actually.
You're a what by trade?
I love I'm a baker by trade. I actually have a company. I named it after my dad.
Oh my gosh! Here we go, Mark. Okay. So you're not able to bake. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not able to bake right now. And just always wanting to. I always did with my company that I named after my dad. I did a lot of fundraising and giving back to the community. And that's been very emotional for me, not able to work with the kids because that's what my dad always did.
Okay, so I'm going to be direct with you, can I? Mm-hmm. You can still do this. You may not be able to do it the way you did, but let me just leave this. I got 1 minute left. You're a baker. I am the worst baker on the planet. I can cook a meat lasagna, but somebody better cook the dessert. Here's what I want to say to you. If you can't physically do something, correct? You can create. Mm-hmm. You can get your creative energy around this thing you love. Do you see what I'm saying? And I'm making an assumption that you can't bake right now. Is that correct? You just can't bake right now.
Correct.
Is that correct? But you will be able to bake again. See, man, you got a bright future. Look, when I was laid up, that was the most creative I had ever been in my life. I literally, this company, the network, the Transformation Network, right? This network that I created here a bunch of years ago, everybody here, that came from when I was in so much pain, I couldn't move. Because your brain is not, your brain and your creativity and your spirituality has not stopped. You are highly creative. You're an entrepreneur and you're highly creative. I would encourage you to take time out of your day, not to think about, I can't bake anymore, but I can create now. I can think about giving back in ways I hadn't. I can pick up the phone and I can call people and say, let's give these kids some money. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Your dream has not died.
Okay. Thank you.
It's evolving. Good. And good. You know what?
I love that.
We're going to be back next week. And guess what? Next week is the 100th anniversary.
What's the name of your baking company?
It's Herbie's Crumb Cake.
Oh, my God. Where is it located?
Do you ship? I'm based out of Long Island.
Do you ship?
I can't do it. I used to, but not currently because of the situation I'm in.
Okay, but so you can hire somebody ship those.
Not right now, I can't because of legal-wise, I can't.
Okay, you need to tell me when you can ship. When all of that's past you, I knew I had to ask you. I cannot get two things here, a great pizza and great crumb cake. I'm just saying. Mark, sorry, go ahead.
We're going to be back next week, and we'll be taking your calls. It's a special episode, the 100th anniversary of the discovery of King Tutankhamun's tomb.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.